Garden River First Nation has decided against a 100% per capita distribution of past compensation under the $10 billion Robinson-Huron Treaty Settlement. The decision follows a careful review of the treaty's implications and a recent judicial clarification regarding annuity distributions, according to a statement by the First Nation posted publicly to social media Monday. Chief and counsel say it's now acting on those unspecified clarifications and the principles upheld by the chiefs in assembly for the Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund, which acknowledge that the rights under the Robinson-Huron Treaty are fundamentally collective. In recognizing the need to maintain a reasonable balance between the collective and individual portions of the annuity, we have resolved not to pursue a 100% per capita distribution of the past compensation under the treaty settlement, said Garden River First Nation Chief Karen Bell. This decision allows us to invest significantly, avoiding the financial pitfalls that could arise from depleting our funds through immediate individual payouts, a situation that has adversely impacted other communities. The First Nation is assuring band members there is no deadline for claiming individual benefits, a policy which leadership says supports prudent fiscal management and safeguards the community from unexpected liabilities. Garden River First Nation leadership upholds a profound fiduciary duty to our entire community, including future generations, said Bell. This commitment shapes every decision we make, ensuring alignment with the community's best interests. The First Nation will soon begin holding consultation sessions with its membership in order to receive feedback from the community and discuss portions of the settlement agreement that have been left up to 21 First Nations in Robinson-Huron Treaty territory to decide.